It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coal Face with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Hi, Martin.
Hi, Caesar.
Now, again, the Russians are coming. Space agency Roscosmos is in satellite talks with South Africa. What are the Russians seeking this time?
Well, more coverage in the Southern Hemisphere. Now, it all stems from Jacob Zuma, our president's visit to Moscow last month, and they got talking, and there's talks now between Roscosmos, which is the Russian space agency, and the South African National Space Agency, SANSA, and it is around possibly having a tracking facility in South Africa. The Russians having a tracking facility. Now, it's not known at this stage whether they're going to use our own satellite application center in Hartebeest Hoek, west of Pretoria, or whether they'll need more dishes. That is still in the draft memorandum, which is coming through. But in the meantime, South Africa is also looking for some reciprocity from the Russians, and that they want in the form of training for space personnel. And also they want to get help with radio astronomy that we're also doing with our radio telescopes. So they want that. The Russians have also got a very big project on the go called GLONASS, which is a constellation of satellites. And they've managed to cover all of Russia and a lot of the world. And they want South Africa to come into that as well. And that will mean that we need to also host a satellite laser ground station, and we have one of those at the satellite application center, but the Russians have said it's inopportune for their needs, so it looks like we may have to look for another site for them. They've left that to us and said come to us and say where the best site will
be. But all in all, this is new technology or different technology that is actually coming into the country as a result of these international travels of our president.
Exactly, and also they possibly winking it towards Stellenbosch, although this is not confirmed that they may have this laser ground tracking station.
Wow. Well, some South African cities are fired up about bidding for the 2020 Olympic Games. Is it not too soon after World Cup hosting?
Well, you know, our state president Jacob Zuma said South Africa is ready to host the 2020 Olympic Games. And now this has inspired some of the cities. Of course, we've had the South African Olympic Committee, SASCO, coming out and saying, look, four cities potentially here. You know, Johannesburg, Pretoria, Cape Town, Durban. Of course, you can rule out Johannesburg and Pretoria, the altitude problem. You've got no problem. And Cape Town, well, you know, they had a go in 1997 and they bid to have the 2004 Olympics. They lost out to the Athens, and Rome was second, Cape Town was only third. They seem a little bit lukewarm at the moment. You see some hesitancy. Others say, look, we're tempted to do it, but the more strident comment coming out of Cape Town, he says, we prefer smaller sporting events, you know, that on a regular basis at this stage. We've got bread and butter issues we've got to deal with there, the mayor says. So the only ones coming out red hot, Durban. they want this, and they've obviously strategized ahead of time for this, because you notice they're already going to host the Olympic Committee, International Olympic Committee's going to use Durban as the venue to announce the 2018 Winter Olympics. That's next year.
Wow.
And of course, you know, the bidding cities have to have their bids in early next year. The preliminary bids have to be in early next year. And it seems like Durban is very much in pole position. Now we're talking about, you know, 10,500 athletes, 300 events, 28 sports, all in one city. It's not like the World Cup. It's all one city. So, you know, it can be great news for Durban, because they can obviously get guarantees out of National Treasury.
That's right.
So it'll be us maybe that suffer, but Durban might really benefit from this, because, I mean, if you've got 10,500 athletes, you've got to build houses. That becomes a housing project. When those guys move out, as we ride along our freeway here at Alexandra Township, we look left.
That's right.
We know that was a village for the African Games, 1999. Yeah. Now people are living in it. So it can be a great benefit for the city.
And it puts South Africa once again into the international spotlight, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So it can only be good. Okay, the port of Maputo in Mozambique is heading for an $800 million upgrade. How is this going to be funded?
You know, funding is always the issue. And it's interesting, the flexibility that Maputo is using. You know, we're a little bit inflexible in South Africa. It's all Transnet. They look for private sector involvement, and you can see the port authority, which is a state, giving out concessions, and one of those concessions is to South Africa's Grindrod, and they are very happy with the thriving nature of that port. It's growing, and they will be responsible for like putting in 40% of the $800 million envisaged, which is nearly 6 billion rand. So it's quite a bit of money, but it shows you how the private sector can come in and help with that fundraising. And also there are a lot of other sub-concession is there, so we see a lot of growth and a good model from the Maputo port, which is recognizing that there's a demand for export of commodities and starting to accommodate it in an innovative way that doesn't put too much strain on the state coffers, brings in the private sector, and at the same time answers the need. So Grindrod in South Africa quite involved now in Maputo Port and getting a long-term concession there. We see that, you know, it goes to 2033, and I think it was extended with an option for a further extension, and that because they're doing a new plan for the port, and one of the aspects of that, it'll be immediately dredged to 11 meter depth, which means that big Panamax ships can start coming in from next year.
Now, are we competing well in this regard with the Chinese and the Indians, for instance, who we know are interested in coming onto the African continent?
You know, whoever can bring infrastructure to the African continent, we need it. We know every time you have those roads and ports and harbors, there's a economic spin-off, wealth creation, job creation. That's what we need.
Well, Martin, thank you very much. That was Martin Creamer, who's the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.